This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The third teenager in a fatal rock-throwing incident was sentenced in Jefferson County Tuesday. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Joseph Koenig got life without parole for his role in killing Alexa Bartel. He and two other teenagers drove around in 2023 and threw landscaping rocks into moving cars in parts of Jefferson and Boulder counties. One of the rocks went through Bartel's windshield and killed her. People in other cars were injured as well. Koenig's co-defendants pleaded guilty, testified against him, and were sentenced last month to decades in prison. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The U.S. House held a moment of silence last night for the victims of the fire attack in Boulder. In the Senate, Colorado's Michael Bennett said pervasive anti-Semitism makes it impossible for Jewish people to feel safe in America.
It is long past time that all American and political and community leaders come together to affirm that this fear is unacceptable and that we must fight together the anti-Semitic hate behind it.
The Boulder Jewish Community Center hosts a community vigil tonight. More than 575,000 children in Colorado get their health care covered through Medicaid, but coverage for thousands is at risk as the Senate works on a budget bill. Tony Sarge is with the Colorado Children's Campaign.
When we're talking about Medicaid for kids, we're really talking about a lot of that preventative regular care that kids need.
Republicans say there will be no cuts to what they call lawful beneficiaries of Medicaid. Jefferson County Schools is under investigation over the district's policy on sleeping arrangements for transgender students on overnight school trips. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Jeffco's policy states that on a case-by-case basis, students will be assigned to share overnight accommodations with other students that share a student's gender identity. Federal education officials are investigating whether that violates Title IX. They cite reports that parents of an 11-year-old girl claim their daughter was assigned to share a bed with a transgender student. The district said the girl was moved to another room. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.